I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of The Hollowmancers, owner of Hollow Man Publishing in American May VA. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest.
I am always pleased to see this wonderful, multi-talented romance writer we have on our show today, Mina Valentine. Welcome, please.
Hello.
Happy to be here. How are you, Mina? So the big exciting announcement, which we announced already, and I want to keep this always in live stream because, you know, we have those kind of situations where power outages or whatever, but we get another day to promote the new website that's out right now. What is it? And it's yours.
Oh, yeah. I'm really happy. It's MinaValentine.com. It's without the E. It's so easy to get to me. And I'm very excited about it. I want my readers to be able to talk to me so I can share what's going on. I will be offering all kinds of good stuff through our website. I'm hoping that you'll go and look at it. And
oh, they're going to. Now we have a website to drive them to. You were creating these great blogs, and now you're going to be writing about blogs in your book now. And there was no place to drive people. Now there's going to be a place to drive people where people can subscribe. They can follow you on the other social media platforms. Maybe they didn't know that you're on Twitter. Maybe they didn't know specific places. So it's going to be really a really great place to connect with your fans and talk to them, because that's the important thing. An author writes a book, right? And then people are into it, but you have no one to communicate with. You're willing to communicate with your fans. Tell them.
I'm really excited about that. I'm really looking forward to that. I know Facebook, they get to see a little bit of what's going on, but it won't be anything like the website. So I'm hoping everybody will go and check it out. Come and talk to me.
Come and talk to you, and then subscribe to the email list. And the email list is, we're going to have that communication weekly. We're just again in these beginning phases. Next week on the podcast, we're going to talk about the book.
Yes.
Pre-orders are available. More about the characters, more about the thing that Mina has in her brain when it comes to her books. And then once that book's out, people are going to want to read book two. And it's going to be out before you know it. So that's the cool thing. It's the
marquee seeks his muse. It's a great story. And there's Four Horsemen. That's the series, The Four Horsemen. And so there'll be more characters that will spin off of this first book. It's a good series. I'm just about finished with it. And I can guarantee that anybody that reads these kinds of novels will really enjoy it. Anybody that likes Scarlett Scott or Samantha Holt, or who else did I say? Oh, Catherine Ayers. Those writers, if you like them, you'll really like me.
And I think they are, because again, of the education, the research, the time you put in these books. But that's what I was saying, is after you read book one, book two will be out. After you read book two, book three will be out. Mina is looking to release them quickly because she wants to continue to write books. As we were talking about off in the green room yesterday, I was talking about interviewing a New York Times bestselling author. And what he talked about is his day. He constantly writes. You're making this your life. Your life is to write books. And that's the exciting thing about it, is creating an alternative universe in romance. And what can people do is
it's a solitary occupation, but it's one I really enjoy. I crave to write.
And that's a creative juice. People have to find those creative juices and do something that they love. Mina's done many things in the research world and the entrepreneur world, but this is one where we kind of talk about what a writer does. Because guess what? I mean, I'm a creator in a way, but I use a lot of AI in my creation, but it's not writing books. It's more creating an idea, writing plans, researching for people. I'm enjoying that. I guess I probably would enjoy it, but I like to do it for businesses. But you do, when you're in that creative mode, is you shut everything off and start writing, right?
Yes, but the knowledge that I carry with me is a culmination of my expansive, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact, my expansive education, my businesses that I've run, my experience as a dean at in a university, all the things that I've done. It just seems to feed in to what I'm able to write. I take the characters that I know and put them into the 18th century.
that's the thing, is your expansive knowledge. Some people are just writing, but they're not looking at the historical end of things. So you're going to have a lot of fans of historical romance that are going to say, finally, somebody's going to really take the real historical part of romance. And that's going to be really exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So right now, go to MinaValentine.com, subscribe to the email list. We're going to be talking very soon, as we've already gotten subscribers from doing our live yesterday, that we need to, once we get these subscribers, we're going to start sending out emails. We don't care how many, we're going to start to get out a weekly email to really tell what's going on. And this is something that's not going to be available on the blog. A lot of people say, oh, subscribe my email list so I can see when the latest blog comes out. No, just go to my website and check out the blog. You'll see it on social media. But this is only exclusive to Mina Valentine fans. You have to subscribe to be part of it, because you're going to be doing some exclusive behind the scenes of writing some of your other books, other things, but they will only be available through email subscribers. So we appreciate it, Mina. MinaValentine.com. Follow her on social platforms without there. Without the E. Yes. And I already brought up yesterday, and that joke really didn't work well, because somehow the eclipse struck Mina Valentine's house. Appreciate it, Mina. All right, take care, guys. All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.